A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G, yo.
And George.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Yeah. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
That kind of iced it. Ultimately, final score between the Texans and Chiefs a month ago, 27-19, Kansas City won. That touchdown, of course, gave the Chiefs an 8-point lead. The Texans did march down the field after that touchdown and got to the Chiefs 10, but C.J. Stroud, under pressure, ran out of bounds, delay a game. They're forced to kick a field goal since it was third and goal from the 20. They had plenty of opportunities the last time around, Joe. It's not far-fetched to see the Texans winning. I, however, by the end of today's show, do not believe I will be able to pull the trigger predicting a Houston Texans upset victory.
Yeah, if they had Tank Dell out there with them right now after the performance, and like he just missed like the rest of the season, but he was back for this game, I think I would feel differently. Because he moved the ball so well. It was the best he had looked all year, really. Nico was good in that game. Dalton Schultz was getting open. He was just dropping the football. So I'm with you. If they can, the big thing for I think for CJ is he can't turn the ball over this week. You can't give them free possessions. Mm-hmm. The interceptions he had in that game were brutal. That
Chargers
jump throw.
Mistakes, too.
I forgot how bad that jump throw was until I just went and watched
it. It's so bad, man.
It's brutal.
So what happened? Tank Dell gets called for an OPI, which was BS, on a check down to Joe Mixon that didn't get the Texans many yards. And it puts the Texans ultimately in a situation where I think it was 3rd and 20. And instead of checking it down to get into closer Kyeme Fairbairn field goal range. I don't know if there was something available to him on that play. What I do know is Stroud felt pressure that did not seem to be there and then threw a pass while jumping that got intercepted by a Chiefs defender. They go down the field and they kick a field goal to ultimately give them an 8-point victory. It's a 5-point lead. You feel a little bit differently about what the Texans might do at the end of the game. They would have had to score a touchdown and get a 2-point conversion to tie that thing as opposed to just getting a touchdown and taking the lead.
Yeah, so if CJ can avoid that, then I think the Texans have a shot this weekend. I do not think that you're going to be able to make the mistakes you made the first time you played them, the mistakes you made in the Chargers game specifically. Like CJ has to be, for the Texans to have a shot to win this game, he's got to be clean. Like you can probably have one interception, but it can't be also the disaster interceptions that we've seen.
I don't think you can turn the football over once. I think you got to operate from that perspective. I don't want to do this kid glove stuff with them anymore. Stop turning the ball over. Stop shooting yourself in the foot. We know you had the potential to be better than what you have been all season long, and you proved it to a degree against the Chargers. Do it again. Mm-hmm. Even if you lose, that's what I'm looking for more than anything. I want to see some actual growth. Big boy playoff game against one of the best teams in the league. You need to stop peeing down your leg in big spots.
I do. There's going to be a huge like narrative change with the outcome of this game, no matter what. If it is just a replica of last year, where they got smoked by the Ravens in the second round of the playoffs, like you think fans were like wishy washy before this game on the Texans this year after the Ravens regular season loss, but like I hate to say like moral victory. But if you lose this game within, like, if this is a competitive, good football game.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I'll be feeling better about the Texans.
Don't do that.
I need them to not get blown out this weekend.
Oh, God. This is.
I know.
Joe, this is Bears. This is Bears talk.
It's not. It's Texans talk. It's they get smoked against these teams. I need them. If they're going to lose this game, I need it to be competitive.
They get smoked against Baltimore. They were competitive against Kansas City earlier this year, and they lost that game because they gave the game away to the Chiefs.
That's true.
There's no moral victory for me. Look, last year was the fun year. This year has been largely disappointing. I'm not allowing for moral victories. If you play a clean game, that's a step in the right direction. Is it going to make me feel better about their chances next year against these three top teams in the AFC, the Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens? No, it's not. Go out and don't F up. Like, to me, that's pretty simple. And sadly, all year long, despite after every single game, the Texans realizing that they have to stop doing these dumb things that they do over and over again, it keeps happening.
Yeah, and there's no reason for it to keep happening because they've acknowledged it 300 times this year. But, like, Laremy Tunsil, false starts, guys downfield, bad interceptions from CJ that really showed up the second half of the season. Like, they have to avoid all that stuff to win this game this weekend. And I think, like, if CJ is the quarterback that, like, he put himself in that category of top five quarterback in the NFL, we all did too, but he also put himself there. I feel like this is a game you win if you're CJ Stroud. Like, if you are the quarterback that you say you are, if this was anyone else.
We've been waiting for a complete effort like that, though, Joe, all year long.
Oh, I know.
You know, I mean, that's part of it, the shooting themselves in the foot and the fact that we've yet to see Stroud for a full game be the CJ Stroud that we either believe or believed that he could be. No believe there. He has not been what we hoped he'd be, and to call it a sophomore slump, which I know some push back against, would be accurate.
Oh, it's definitely a sophomore slump. I don't know what the pushback would be at this point.
Some people, because Stroud's young and they like him, they never want to criticize him. But, I mean, if you haven't been criticizing him this year, then you haven't been watching, to be perfectly honest.
Totally agree.
On the text line, a couple of comments here. Someone from the 682 says, Mechie can't fumble on the first drive. Mechie's going to have the game of his life. Because I feel like, just given where he was supposed to be drafted and where he ultimately was drafted, there's certainly, from a talent perspective, potential to do things that maybe some of the other receivers on your team can't. And that's what's tricky. Without Tank Dell, who had a really good game the last time you played against Kansas City, someone has to step up. But who do you trust between John Mechie, Dalton Schultz, and Xavier Hutchinson? Isn't it crazy that Xavier Hutchinson is the most trustworthy of those three?
I mean,
because Dalton Schultz keeps on dropping the ball.
Yeah, he does. I mean, their answer is Mechie, clearly. He didn't
target. They like Mechie.
Yeah, they like Mechie. Stroud likes Mechie. Yeah, I expect Mechie to have a very similar role in the offense this week. Like last week, like there was online whatever because people thought Deontay Johnson was going to be valuable to this team. John Mechie is going to be the second most important wide receiver in the game this weekend. And maybe the most, because if they're going to double coverage on Nico all the time or whatever they're going to do to try to stop him, CJ clearly likes Mechie. I mean, he's the guy who, like,
they're buddies.
When they brought in Diggs, like, and there was these offseason workouts, it was Nico and Tank and Diggs and Mechie. Like, that was the group. That's always been the group that it's been this you know, year and a half or so with him since he's really returned to the Texans. He's going to have a good game. And, yeah, he can't fumble on the first drive, but they're going to throw to him a lot.
I have a deep steel blue pill for everybody right now. It's breaking news. Chancellor Johnson of Channel 2. You might know that Joe Mixon, Texans running back, he is questionable with an ankle injury. Well, per Chancellor Johnson, with video evidence, Texans running back Joe Mixon, listed as questionable with an ankle injury, loaded the Texans team bus without any noticeable pain or limp.
All right.
Oh, yeah, some football time in Houston? Drive me smooth, mother lover. Texans swarm.
I saw CJ also get on the bus.
That's true. Didn't trip. No one tripped.
Looks
on
good.
The way.
Will
on
Anderson bus. Made it.
Okay.
Need Will Anderson to make it on the bus.
I saw a nightmare for me today.
What?
I saw there was a plane to Kansas City and Toro walked on with a bunch of cheerleaders. Guys, I just want to leave Houston. I wouldn't want to be on that flight. I'd be upset.
Why?
You're, like, ready for takeoff, and all of a sudden, sorry, guys, the cheerleaders are here with Toro. I don't want that on my flight. I just want to leave. I hate being on the airplane.
You don't want to be on the same plane as Toro?
Because they got off the plane.
The Texans cheerleaders.
No, they left the plane. They just came to say hi.
Oh, they just popped on.
Yeah.
Okay, I was confused.
No, they just, like, walked
in. I thought you meant that they walked in, like, late. Or something.
No, they just, like, showed up on the plane, said, like, go Texans, and then left.
Can the Texans should be able to bring the cheerleaders on the road.
They're, I'm sure they travel, don't they?
No, they don't. NFL cheerleaders don't travel.
I had honestly no idea.
No, they don't. But, it, I mean, maybe some do. I'm not 100% sure. But I think pound for pound, given that H-Town has the most strong, powerful, and independent women in the world, I feel like our cheerleaders are going to show up the Chiefs cheerleaders.
Fair.
Yeah. Watch out.
What's good about Kansas City cheerleaders or Kansas City?
Well, to be fair, I actually know an ex-Chiefs cheerleader.
Okay.
But I also know an ex-Texans cheerleader. And, yeah.
You lean Texans.
I definitely lean Texans. I'm not even close leading Texans. I lean Texans so much. Like, this person, who is a wonderful person, like, okay. I had to block on my phone so I, like, stop annoying her.
Okay, so
we had fun times back in the day, but
more than an 8.5-point favorite,
yeah.
You'd say.
Yeah. What else do we have here on the text line? Try to get pumped up. Poor Marine says, I'm going to slam 69 deep steel blue pills and another liter of vodka at kickoff. That doesn't sound healthy.
Good luck,
Marine. Honestly,
luck.
I feel like that's a cry for help. Christian Velez wants us to battle Red Pill you.
No.
Here's what we've done. We've just pointed out the last time they played the Chiefs, they shot themselves in the foot a lot. And they are capable of beating the Chiefs. This is really about, are they finally going to stop shooting themselves in the foot? Because it's been an all-year thing with them.
Yeah, battle Red Pill time. They're the Kansas City Chiefs. They've won two straight Super Bowls. The only two guys to beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, Tom Brady, Joe Burrow. There you go. That's the anti-Texan slant. His, oh my God, those are the Kansas City Chiefs.
Some are saying take both, the deep steel blue pill and a battle red pill, and have a wild weekend.
Feels like a bad idea.
Yeah, you're going to be spending a lot of time on the toilet.
Well, that's this show. I mean, we are a little bit of both. You're mixing drugs with us.
Yeah.
Not.
Good and the bad.
Not advised by your doctor.
No.
Christopher Soriano comments, bull, leave. Another texter. Texans will show who they really are tomorrow. D'Amico, Stingley, Stroud, Nico, Will Anderson, Kamari Lassiter, Azeez Al-Shaayi are cut from a different cloth. They got that dog in them.
Mm.
Any dogs in the house? Under Armour.
What?
That's where that came from.
Yeah.
That an Under Armour commercial.
I didn't know that.
I think it was it LeVar Arrington in the... What time is it? Game time. What time is it? Game time. Any dogs in the house?
It was one of those linebackers.
I feel like Ray Lewis might have taken that.
Ray Lewis had the, we must protect this house.
Oh, yes.
I will. Yeah.
I think London Fletcher was involved.
We're just listening out. Great linebackers now.
Well, I think LeVar Arrington was the original Under Armour guy.
Yeah.
So I think that was LeVar Arrington in that commercial. There are a lot of dogs on the Texans. Philip 68 says, I feel the Texans have a 50-50 shot at winning. Am I too optimistic? I think it's closer to 50-50 than a lot of people want to admit. I think it's probably like 41-59.
60-40 would have worked too, but...
No, yeah. But it's closer than 60-40.
Yeah, it's closer than 60-40.
Okay.
But not much.
Yeah, but not much. It's like, it's the little bit. But yeah, I know. I think that's not too optimistic, Philip. 50-50 is fine. I wish it was more than 50-50. I wish it was like 60-40.
They're road favorites in Kansas City. Yeah.
But 50-50 is fine if you feel that confident.
50-50 would be fun.
They can't really let you down if you feel 50-50 that they're going to
win. That's the problem. Like, 50-50, you almost feel like this is a toss-up. This is not, on paper, a toss-up.
No, but it's going to be a good game. There's going to be blowouts this weekend, I'm sure. One of these underdogs, these big underdogs, is going to get smoked. I don't think it'll be the Texans.
Yeah, we talked about, you know, like, this game is a, 8.5-point spread. There's the Commanders game's also, like, a 9.5-point spread. Rams, Eagles, I think that's six and a half,
yeah.
I feel like the Eagles are more likely to blow out the Rams than the Chiefs are to blow out, for it to be uncompetitive. Like this, in the words of Greg Jennings, the Texans are going to go out there and they're going to compete.
Let's just drift right into the pick six, make the picks of those other games, and pick Texans-Chiefs right now. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975 is where you want to go. I love hearing a little Clay Walker, because we are nearly 24 hours away from it officially being football time in Houston, in Kansas City. Shout out to Clay Walker.
Shout out to you, Clay.
T. tip of the hat. I'd drive you smooth, mother lover, if you hired me to drive your bus. I'd also probably crash it, because given my history with the machinery, not exactly the best driver, and me driving a bus.
Yeah, that's a wide turn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't even drive a bus in Grand Theft Auto. What do you think's going to happen in real life? Good God. Anyway, let's do it. It's time for the pick six.
There's a lot of games you can watch this weekend.
He's got another one. Unbelievable. He is gone. Kiss McKinney goodbye.
But Paul Gallant and Joe George are going to pick six games.
There's six.
Pick six.
Well, that's got pick six written all over it.
You need to watch.
This is exactly what we needed.
We will pick Texans and Chiefs last. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. For now, the Detroit Lions, the NFL team that it seems like everyone likes.
It's strange.
They are 10-point home favorites against Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders.
It's up to 10?
It's at 10. It's been at 10 for a while.
Man, I
agree. Man. It's a big line.
That's a big number. You know what? I'm taking Washington.
Money line or just
I'll take the 10
to cover.
I'll take the 10. Okay. If you're gonna give it to me, yeah. But the Lions' defense, it just feels like at some point it's gonna bite them in the ass. Like all these injuries. I don't think Washington's gonna win this game, but I think they keep it within 10 points.
Okay. I want to pick the Lions here because I feel like there's going to be a blowout this weekend, but I don't think it's going to be in this game. I think the Commanders cover, but I do think the Lions win by multiple scores, if that makes sense. I feel like it's going to be like a 9-point game.
Yeah,
that would be the only way it really would work.
Yeah. 10, you get a push.
Yeah, 10, I do get a push.
We don't have any pushes this year.
I got to go where I got to go, and sadly, I should be picking against Joe. Like, maybe I hedge this and say, like, the Commanders do not cover, but they win. Like, that would be crazy for us to take. I'm so behind in the standings at this point in time. But no one cares about that. I think the Commanders cover. Sean, what you got?
I'll take this one as there's just such a blowout potential here where it is just kind of an avalanche. And it is, I kind of tip my hand of, like, rookie quarterback going to go on the road to a team that's 15-2. I know their defense is beat up, but they're 15-2. Yeah.
He's got serial killer composure, though.
I mean, that as a compliment. He is a very composed. This isn't Bo Nix. Like, no disrespect to Bo Nix, but like Jaden Daniels is obviously better. I think that in Detroit, it's going to be a tough environment on a Saturday night for Jaden Daniels to carry. And it's not all on Jaden Daniels. Like the Commanders' defense also stinks, guys. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how they stop the Lions because we talk so much about the defensive injuries on the Lions. Offense, basically completely healthy once Montgomery comes back. So I do just see the time where it might just be a situation where one time the Lions are able to kind of break serve on defense and they put this thing away.
Commander's also missing possibly Bobby Wagner, who is dealing with an injury. Bobby Wagner's not the same Bobby Wagner he was before I got to Seattle, but
better than anyone else.
He's a smart ass player.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. To not have that in the middle of the defense definitely could hurt against an offense in Detroit that's arguably the league's best. Next, this game, the early game on Sunday, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Rams in Philadelphia against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are 6-point favorites. The weather is supposed to be heavy snow, which Matt Stafford does not play particularly well in. I will pick this game first. I think the Eagles shake off all of the doubt about them and win in a rout. Saquon Barkley, less than 2 months ago, had 302 yards from scrimmage against LA. I feel like of all the games, this is the common sense pick.
I just really like the Rams this year for some reason. I think the Rams are going to win this game.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
In the weather?
Yeah.
Is it LA strong?
I kind of want to see Stafford versus Goff in the NFC Championship game and go to the Super Bowl.
That would be
That would be sick.
Yeah. So
honestly, that would be a really cool storyline.
And they played last year in the playoffs, but like they play again to go to the NFC Championship.
They'll start booing Matt Stafford. And,
yeah.
And it's so funny how the Lions fans like have turned on him.
I know.
And Stafford's kind of like, "What the hell, man?"
Yeah. But also, it's like they're just both so good.
For you guys.
Still, by far the best quarterback in your team's history.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna take the Rams plus six. I don't trust Sirianni either.
I don't either. I think that's the. There are bad vibes in Philadelphia, so I do understand some people picking against them. I mean, A.J. Brown's reading a book on the sideline in a game where the offense is struggling and he's not getting the ball that much. There are a lot of weird things going on in that game.
Weather, picking Eagles. If it weren't for the weather, I'd pick the Rams. But with it being snowy, with it being cold, we know you've mentioned Matt Stafford's history in the cold.
What an eight.
I don't love also Hawaiian Puka Nakua's chances in the cold. Just going off a guess. Don't like his chances of being out there when it's under 30 degrees. So, yeah, give me the Eagles.
Late Sunday game, 5:30. The Ravens are 1-point favorites per mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975 over the Bills. I'm curious as to what other books have as the line for this game, because I'm sure there are other books that perhaps have the Bills as favorite, or this game perhaps just as a straight-up pick-up. I'll go first again here. I've seen the Sean McDermott Bills get run on. I think if there's anything about the Bills that you can take advantage of with them over the entirety of that era, it's that they are not very good against the run. And I think Derrick Henry, with how he looked against Pittsburgh, this is just a terrifying matchup for Buffalo. I think that Derrick Henry is going to win this game that is being talked about because of the quarterbacks, the MVP battle between the two clear frontrunners for MVP. I think Derrick Henry is the difference maker and that Baltimore wins.
I'm with you. I think this is when Lamar and Baltimore, I think they get over the hump this year. And I think it starts with this game. And it's not anti-Josh Allen. I expect this game to be incredible this weekend.
It's definitely the matchup everyone is most excited
about. Yeah, I mean, it feels like it might be the best game of the playoffs, potentially. Before it even happens.
There's a chance.
Yeah,
like, there's a chance. Because the Chiefs is going to be, or if they play the Chiefs, or if they play the Texans, it's going to be a game where they get kind of drugged down to the muck.
Yeah.
So, or if it's Ravens Texans.
I mean, if it's the Chiefs, it's the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, that it'll still be a big game. Really, if the Texans win, everyone's going to be, outside of Houston, disappointed because they don't want to see the Texans in the next
game. Give me the Bills. Toss up. This one's at home. The Ravens game, Ravens-Bills game from September. That was in Baltimore. So, and it's also from 15 weeks ago now, so I don't hold that much in that game. So yeah, I kind of think this is Josh Allen's year. I don't know. It just feels like that's what this is building towards. They really impressed me last week. Also, Lamar in the playoffs. Just want to see it. Want to see it in a big game.
We all do.
Totally
before your road favorites. That's it.
All right, it's the game,
the main event
that kicks off divisional round weekend. It's tomorrow, 3:30, Arrowhead Field. The Kansas City Chiefs are 9-point favorites against the Houston Texans. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, Joe.
Give me the Texans, plus 9.5. They're going to cover.
They're going to cover.
You know what? Someone's got to do it.
Do it!
2 weeks in a row.
Do it!
I'll be that guy for the
do
station.
Do it! You were right last week.
I believe in the Houston Texans. Texans win. Chiefs lose.
I like it.
But I'm just writing cover here.
Oh, okay. Just to be clear. Yeah. Just all of these are just against the spread.
If you pick the win, like I'll give you 10 extra wins.
I went 5-1 last week. Don't need it.
Oh, it's over? Yeah.
No, Sean and I are 4 games apart, and we haven't picked a single game the same this week. And I don't.
Oh, wow.
Don't talk about where I am.
You're not that far back. You're only 4 games back of Sean.
So I'm 8 games back of you?
I didn't want to say it that way.
Okay, now this one counts as 8 games. This text.
I tried to say it in a more positive way for you. You made it negative.
No. Listen, you don't need to deep steel blue pill my picks, which are generally terrible. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
I'll go this one.
Okay.
I tend to agree. I don't see the Texans getting blown off the field. I don't think that they're going to win. Sorry. But I think that this is another classic Chiefs win, a close one where last 3 minutes they make the plays that they need to make to get a touchdown, get a field goal to win. So I do think that the Texans defense will keep them in it. I just have a hard time thinking that the Texans offense is going to move the ball enough to beat this Chiefs team.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sean. It's time. Sunglasses off. I want to pick them so bad. I want to pick them to cover. I want to pick them to win. But I know what the people want. And the people want me to be out on this team. Because I'm basically a hotter, sexier, more Burt Reynolds looking, not very good at English speaking, Rex Ryan. Okay? Teeth are a little more yellow. I don't have veneers. I do not have them radioactively white.
Need to work on that.
I do need to work on that. Just got to drink coffee with a straw a little bit more. Bull, stop filibustering. What are you going to do? I am doing this for you, the people, and for our beloved Houston Texans. I am doubting what CJ Stroud and D'Amico Ryans are putting together. I am questioning everything that they've done this year because they constantly shoot themselves in the foot and because Tank Dell is not going to be out there. I am picking the Chiefs to win. I am picking the Chiefs to cover. But I'm doing it because last time I did that, Texans did the exact opposite of what I said would happen. So I may as well mush the Texans into a victory.
All right.
There we go. I like that.
So there you go.
I like that.
You're the last time they played the Texans. You were also the only one who picked the Chiefs to cover, and you were right. You know, that was 3.5 points.
It was. It was a lot closer.
3.5. That's a big number change.
Playoff Chiefs.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, 9. But no Dell. And the vibes are off.
Dell's worth 6 points?
Dell's not worth 6 points.
Well, he did score a touchdown, and the Texans scored 6 points on it, and then Kyrie Fairbairn missed the extra point.
Okay.
So literally, he is worth 6 points, actually.
Okay.
But he's their best player on the field that game. What concerns me most about this one. Sorry. On a serious note, I think that the Texans will hang in there, and then I think they will run out of steam because they will have shot themselves in the foot a few too many times. I hope that I am wrong. As always, I hope that I am wrong. Like I said, I'm making the pick to mush. No, I'm going with how I feel about this team and how I felt about them all year long. This team being the team that finally kicks down the door and makes it to the first AFC Championship game in franchise history. I'm just having a hard time believing it, even though this defense is really good.
No, I'm with you. I definitely understand where you're coming from. And honestly, because I feel like if the Texans don't cover, I feel like what we're seeing is it's the Texans are down by 3 or 4, and then the Chiefs drive down the field, eating a ton of clock to go up by 10 or 11. And that's how they get a touchdown at the end of the game to separate themselves from the Texans. The Texans don't cover, and that's how. In the retrospect, we'll be talking about a game that's much closer. And maybe we'll be talking about the Texans having a real chance to win this game and shooting themselves on the foot again. Like a bad interception or fumble at the end of the game.
And I, again, hope not. I want this team to do well. I think people that believe I want this team to fail are crazy. I don't like ranting. I'm good at it. I don't like it. And if the Texans do pull it off, I will walk to work on Monday.
Just Monday, though. Only 1.5 miles.
1.1.
1.1 miles.
Each way.
It's 2.2.
2.2 though?
That's not quite...
15?
Yeah, Paul Pierce.
Now, did Paul Pierce say he's walking back home?
If I'm Paul Pierce, I'm not walking
back.
They're built different.
I'm just going to work.
That's why we're built different.
And then calling a limo, because I'm Paul Pierce.
If his legs still work.
He might fudge it like some of those marathon cheaters where...
drop him off.
A little bit. Like there's a certain stretch where he gets to go, I don't know, like 2 or 3 miles thanks to the limo. Probably because he's running late for the show.
Yeah.
He's Joe. I'm Paul. Sean behind the glass. Galan and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Okay. I didn't pick the Texans to win, but Joe did.
I did.
And Sean picked them to cover. We'll give you some more people who will give you that deep steel blue pill kind of feeling. before we wrap this thing up and turn it over to the Killer Bees. Galan and George, giving you that deep steel blue pill. Stick around.
2025 is here. Get back into the gym and working on your goals. Whether you want to lose weight, put on muscle mass, just lean out this year before the summer, it's all the right time to do that at O Athletic. Check them out, oathletic.com, O Athletic on Instagram. You find them at 767 North Shepherd in the Heights. You can go to their website, you can go to the gym and download their app once you sign up. You can see their full class schedule. They offer over 100 classes per week. You can sign up for a personal trainer. All of it super easy to do at O Athletic. So let's get in the gym, start working on your goals in 2025 at O Athletic.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Galant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
First and goal for Stroud. Deep drop, rolls out. Stroud on the run. It's caught. Touchdown, Dalton Schultz.
The best part about that touchdown throw, C.J. Stroud to Dalton Schultz, that gave the Texans a 10-7 early lead the last time these two teams played about a month ago, was that one, the Texans actually got away with a hold and offensive pass interference on the same play. But two, Chiefs fans, spoiled that they are, were so pissed. They were booing after that touchdown. I kind of get why.
I do too.
But for all those who believe the NFL is rigged, the Texans did have some fortune in that game. Not a lot. There certainly were some other things that seemed to work against the Houston Texans, specifically a offensive pass interference call against Tank Dell and a holding slash pass interference call, I forget which one it was, against Derek Stingley, that nullified a Mario Edwards sack.
They got a real shot this weekend if they can just not turn the ball over. And if Laremy Tunsil, you know, waits until the ball snapped, that'll help too.
Not just a shot, Joe, because what did you do?
I picked the Texans to win.
Oh! Look at that!
They're going to win. The Texans are going to win. The Texans are going to play in their first ever AFC Championship game next weekend.
That would be so awesome.
That would be so sweet.
I've been dying for this to happen since I moved down here. And at first,
I've been dying for it my whole life. God, you know what? You know, last week when I went to the Texans game, you know what that was for me?
What?
The first ever playoff game I've attended in which the team I was watching won.
See?
First of my life.
I'm telling you, Joe, jump on the bandwagon, man.
Your first playoff win as a spectator?
For football.
Your first NFL playoff win as a spectator.
As a fan of a team, yes. First one ever.
Wow.
So now that's in the books.
I'm 0-1 lifetime.
Let's get the next one.
Yeah. Okay.
I used to have a pretty good record.
I'm sure you did, Paul.
I used to have a pretty good record.
You're probably close to 500 now. That's not true. You got
No, he probably still has a pretty good record.
You're probably way above 500.
Because they always play on the road in the divisional.
Yeah, they're 6-2 at home in the wild card.
There's been a lot of playoff games. You know, been to a lot of playoff games over the course of my life.
Grizzled veteran.
Yeah,
1-0 in Super Bowls. 2-0 in AFC Championship games that I've been to.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, there's been a lot. As someone who's been here a long time, I do want this team to succeed, and I know that sometimes there's those accusations. Oh, you're like Big Cat. I got a couple of those yesterday. Oh, you're like Big Cat, you know. I grew up a Patriots fan, but I've been gone from Boston so long. I don't know where I'm from anymore. This is my home, and I want this team to do well. I want to fully buy in. They need to, though, do what it takes to get there. Joe thinks that they're capable of it. And, I mean, look, they were up 17-10 on the Chiefs in Arrowhead Stadium briefly about a month ago after this happened.
Second and 10. Mahomes lost it. Did they call that an incompletion? No, it's a live ball. Toe picks it up with a flag down. He'll run it all the way back.
Well, the only thing that might help him here is it looks like Derek Barnett, number 95, may have hit Patrick Mahomes in the head.
And the question also becomes, does he still have control as arm is moving?
It is an incomplete pass. Personal foul, roughing the passer. Number 95, defense. 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
Yeah, so this all went against Houston.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. We know. It did all go against Houston. Thanks.
But this weekend, it all goes right.
I hope so.
With Joe and Troy. You know what happened the last time they were on a call for a Texans game? Nico Collins touched on first play.
Well, the last time was the Texans-Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But Nico Derek Collins, Barnett, touchdown, first play, then later called
you're
back.
You're right.
Later called back.
Yeah. Nico Collins, he's going to score on the first play of the game. He's going to get called back or not, 50-50. But, like,
who's to say?
I think they need a defensive touchdown to win. And that was very close. A lot of people got worked up about that call. I hate roughing the passer calls that happen as a result of a hand hitting a head. By letter of the law, that is the rule. I just think it's a dumb rule because you're wearing a helmet. Mahomes did get hit in the head, so I think no matter what happened there, that probably was going to be a 15-yard roughing the passer call. Mahomes' arm also was going forward. And I believe it was Denico Autry who was coming around the edge. I think Autry hits his elbow right after the arm started moving forward, which you heard Noah Eagle there saying, well, it's a matter of whether or not the ball was in control when it started moving forward. No, it's a matter of what would have forced the ball out. Mahomes is Mahomes. He had perfectly fine grip of the ball. It really was a split second. I mean, that it's a game of inches. The inches we need right in front of the face, to quote Al Pacino. But they're going to need that. They need something like that to happen to pull off the upset, preferably early to perhaps make the Chiefs press. That said, the Texans were once up 24.
Yeah.
Whatever
happens this weekend,
yeah,
not a repeat of that.
That one.
Not being up 24-0 and then losing 51 to whatever it was.
So you don't want the Texans to be up 24-0 on
the
Chiefs?
No, I do.
No, I do.
Okay. I don't want them to lose by giving up 51 straight points.
Well, no one does, Joe.
Let's avoid that.
Okay.
No one wants that. Okay. Fuck. Oh, damn. Can't say that. Can't say that. But the point was taken. The point is accurate there.
So honest.
That's the most honest one we've ever had.
Like, yeah, usually I plan them. That time it just slipped. For those who don't know, I just dropped an F-bomb. The FCC won't let me be, so let me be. Anyway, hopefully Patrick Mahomes goes PP and fumbles the football and throws an interception. So, we want to get you pumped up for this game. I don't want me picking the Chiefs to win and cover to get you down. Saturday could be the greatest day of your lives and of the Texans' lives. Sean picked them to cover. Joe picked them to not just cover. He picked them to win. Hell yeah. Texans swarm. You know, somebody else, not just Greg Jennings, who felt like he was making that pick because he doesn't like Nick Wright on First Things First, picking the Texans to beat the Chiefs. We also had someone who played for Bill Belichick, someone who knows a thing or two about football. Jason McCourty said this on Get Up with a smorgasbord of NFL players.
No one in their right mind.
Oh! Upset alert!
J-Mac!
Upset alert!
Upset alert! Texans, talk to me.
I said it. The defense, and I think on the offensive side, you just said what's been different about these. We were talking about Jaden Daniels. What name did you mention?
C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud. You got a quarterback. Who's he going to throw the ball to on the outside? Nico Collins. I think they're going to have to move Nico around and find the mismatches that they can. But I think it starts with this defense. Yes, I know these teams played already. C.J. Stroud had two interceptions in that game that were uncharacteristic for him. But they have to be able to get Mahomes on the ground. That is the big difference with Justin Herbert. He doesn't run as much as Mahomes. I think if they can pull that off, they have a chance to win this game.
A lot of if.
Lot of ifs there.
That's what's been annoying about this week with the people that actually have had the stones. Is that the Chiefs should be concerned, but there's the if. No one's saying it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And no one is confident, really, in just saying, like, this is the Texans are going to do this, and this, and that's why they're going
exactly
to win.
Right. They're like, they could do all these things, but understandably so. That's been the whole year thing with them. They do have the clear edge pass rush versus the Chiefs' offensive line. Mahomes is mobile, extends plays. It's going to be tough to bring him down. They got to create havoc. Those are the guys that are going to win this game for them. If they're going to go on a run, like the Giants did all those years ago, a team that no one believed in, that upset the undefeated Patriots in the Super Bowl, that's where it starts. It starts with the pass rush, creating pressure up the middle, and flustering someone like Mahomes into making uncharacteristic mistakes. But we expect the Texans to make those mistakes, not the Chiefs. Again, I hope that I am very, very, very wrong in this game.
I hope so. I hope you are too.
I want people to pump me up. I want people to pump me up. And we had some calls this week that I feel like will get you in the right frame of mind for the Texans' huge game tomorrow. First off, this was from Wednesday's show, JG calling in with an A-plus call. JG, yo.
Yo, yo, what's up with y'all, all right?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Man, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Hey, I just want to chime in. I heard earlier that a dude said something about you don't want to make Patrick Mahomes mad.
Gary, why last not? Caller.
That's what we want. You see what I'm saying? Let's go get him. That's what I'm saying. If we go in there playing scared, then that's where we're going to lose at. And forget all that. Man, go hit him. Go bring that hat to him. Get him scared. That's what we need to do. That's why a lot of teams in the league now, you let Patrick Mahomes do what they want to do, because they scared of him. Oh, it's Andy Reid. Oh, yeah, we always. Man, get out of all that. Man, go there, man. Bring that hat to him, man. We ain't got time for all that, man. We can't play scared now. We can't. I'm tired of us getting right here and losing. I'm tired of it. I love my Texans. But this right here, I've seen people happy that we won. I'm telling people right now, that's nothing. I'm tired of. We always make it up. I want something new. I want to make it to the AFC. I want to make it to the Super Bowl. Man, bring that hat to him, man. Don't be scared. Bring the hat to him. And another thing, CJ got to do a lot better on offense. I know we have 400 plus yards on offense, yeah, but he's going to have to do a lot better as far as them. That was crazy in the season. I don't know why he did that, but he's going to do a lot better as far as protecting that ball. Man, I believe in him. I think there's going to be a snapback for him. I think he's going to have a nice game. I don't think he's going to throw. As these other says, I think he's going to be one interception, then he's going to snap back. But other than that, I'm going for, I think we got it.
Texans four. Shout out to JG with that
great call.
Was low-key to high-key calling for, let's just say, a Greg Williams-esque amount of yes. attention
oh, yes.
paid to Patrick Mahomes' helmet.
Hearing the second time, I was like, wow, he really talks about putting your hat on him a lot. Really, he really saying, talks about that.
He's just saying, make sure you put your hat on him. Make sure you get him down.
I get it.
Desert Stroh says, let's do Mahomes a favor and send him home so we can spend time with his newborn.
That's a great point.
Exactly. Be a family man, Patrick. God.
Yeah. All this winning, all these children named after precious metals. Joe, this is the call you missed yesterday.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this one.
I think Wood's call is a little bit better than JG's call. Here is Wood yesterday on Gallon and George. Wood has a thought on the Texans. At 713-780-3776, that's how you call. That's how you text. Wood, what's up?
Man, what's happening, my brother? Y'all were talking about the planets going to be aligned. The football guys going to be with us this weekend.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I go all the Texas. I'm a season ticket holder. I'm always at that game. This is my first time going to Arrowhead. You know, the brothers don't like the cold. But, I'm going all the way up there. The seat of bad boys going to be wrapped up like a little zombie up there. But I tell you what, I love it when the media don't show us love. I love it that we underdog. We going up there, hey, we going to play mad. Ain't going to be no crying up there this time. We going up there to whip some butt. We going up there to take some names and let them know the Texans have arrived. The defense is playing good. The offense finally woke up. We ready to play some ball. I just want Buffalo to win because just like Seattle was the Rockets' nemesis back in the day, Baltimore is our nemesis right now. We can beat Buffalo. We can beat Kansas City. We just got to show up and prove it. And that's what we're going to do this weekend. I'm not going up there to see them lose. I'm going to raise some hell while I'm up there. And the Texans are going to raise some hell. We're going up there with the fire. We're going to bring the heat. We're going to let it be known who we are. We're going to shock the world come this weekend.
Texans four! Let's go, Wood! What a call! Rack him! That was good stuff. Oh, a little Clay Walker in the background at the end.
Love it.
Bringing the heat, bringing the fire. Bring the blanket.
He said, we're not going.
Bring a sleeping bag. It is cold up there.
We're not going to lose?
No.
Into the cold?
Not at Arrowhead.
And their stupid fake barbecue?
Hey, listen.
What?
It's just different.
That's too far?
It's different barbecue. I'm not going to hate on that.
I know. Leave the smoked meat out of it.
Good right. food's good food. Right. They just like pork. We like beef. I think beef's better than pork.
I mean, they just want to be us.
Yeah.
Patrick wants to, you know, buy a Whataburger and put it there. Get your own burger restaurant in Kansas City.
Yeah. Be somewhere in Kansas City. That's what we do every day. You ever drive on our highway?
It's not fun.
It's not fun.
It's not a great time.
It's not a great time. But that's why people from Houston are built different. So we drive through that traffic. And then, once we get through that traffic, we be someone.
And we swarm.
Hashtag bully. Hashtag swarm.
Do you believe yet?
No comment. No comment.
I thought Wood was going to get you going.
No. Listen, I'm doubting them. And if that's the motivational fuel they need, I will be the motivational fuel that they need. Okay? But that call... For real? Period. You heard that before?
Yeah. I think Wood.
Wood was Slay.
Yeah.
He slayed.
Yeah. Wood Slay, JG Slay.
Period.
And hopefully tomorrow, the Texans slay the dragon that are those Kansas City Chiefs. We appreciate you stopping by. We hope that you enjoy that game and all the games this weekend. Big thanks to our callers, texters, YouTubers, and Twitchers, for Sean Mapes, for Joe George, who picked the Texans to win. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long. Farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. Go Texans. Texans
Swarm!
Peace!
ESPN 97.5.